It was early in November, and I never will forget when the Pullises and the Candy Man at Orky Sousa's met. Johnny the Bellman, he was there, as Squint and Roon the Boot. They put three men on every dart to turn the pitman hoots. Ah, what would I do if I had the poo myself? Well, I'd hang the 20 Candy Man and Johnny where carries the bell. There they went from hoose to hoose and put things on the road, but mind that didn't hurt themselves with lifting heavy loads. Some would carry the poker out, the fender or the rake. Now if they carried two at once, it was a great mistake. And what would I do if I had the poo myself? Well, I'd hang the 20 Candy Man and Johnny where carries the bell. Some of these dandy candy men were dressed up like a clown. Some had hats with hoot a flipe and some with hoot a croon. Some had no laps upon the courts, but there was one chap worse. For every time he had to stoop, the wind blew up his ass. What would I do if I had the poo myself? Well, I'd hang the 20 candy men and Johnny what carries the bell. There was one chap, he had no sleeves, no buttons on his coat. Another had a penny's hip and laughter ruined his throat. One chap wore a pair of breeks belonging to the boy, and one leg was a sort of tweed, the other was corduroy. Ah, what would I do if I had the poo myself? Well, I'd hang the 20 candy men and Johnny where carries the bell. Masters, and I think that they should shame depriving wives and families of a comfortable yam. But when they ship from where they live, I hope they can to hell along with a 20 candy man and Johnny where carries the bell.
What would I do
if I had the poo myself? Well, I'd hang the 20 candy man and Johnny where carries the bell.
What would I do
if I had the poo myself?
Well, I'd hang the 20 candy men and Johnny where carries the bell.